WCYB Digital Radio. This is today's cybercrime news. From NBC7 San Diego. US Marine Corps officials are investigating after the personal information of approximately 39,000 personnel, including Marines, sailors, and civilians working within the Department of Defense, was involved in a data breach discovered May 12th. The Marine Corps said that the breach occurred when an unencrypted email was sent from within Camp Pendleton-based Combat Logistics Regiment 17, part of the 1st Marine Logistics Group, to administrators of the Defense Travel System. The unencrypted email contains variations of personal information, including the full names, last four digits of social security numbers, and contact information of personnel, including phone numbers, email addresses, as well as residential and mailing addresses. Around the time that the FBI was examining the equipment recovered from the Chinese spy balloon shot down off the South Carolina coast in February, American intelligence agencies and Microsoft detected what they feared was a far more worrisome intruder, according to the New York Times. Mysterious computer code appeared in telecommunications systems in Guam and elsewhere in the United States. The code, which Microsoft said was installed by a Chinese government hacking group, has raised alarms because Guam, with its Pacific ports and vast American airbase, would be a centerpiece of any American military response to an invasion or blockade of Taiwan. An Iran-linked advanced persistent threat group is using new ransomware while targeting a familiar adversary in the Middle East, the record reports. Checkpoint's instant response team investigated the deployment of the ransomware against Israeli organizations and claimed by a group dubbing itself Moneybird. The group is known for having targeted the Israeli insurance company Sherbits with ransomware in late 2020 and a university in 2021, as well as for deploying wiper attacks. From Cyware Social, a new scam as a service offering has been found offering ready-to-use code to cyber attackers, allowing them to launch various crypto-related attacks. This service, called Inferno Drainer, has been operational since February. It has resulted in the theft of around $6 million in crypto in just 4 months. Inferno Drainer is being advertised as a scam service specializing in multi-chain scams. It charges 20% of the stolen assets as fees. Scammers are targeting mailboxes to snatch paper checks and then use chemicals to lift the ink so that new amounts and recipients can be written in, according to the Wall Street Journal. This low-tech crime is causing some older people, small business owners, as well as those who don't have a bank but prefer to cash paper checks, to wonder whether they should still be making payments via paper checks. Banks filed 680,000 check fraud reports in 2022, nearly double the 350,000 fraud reports filed in 2021. Today, swindlers can deposit stolen checks on their phones without having to even go to a bank. The second largest health insurer in Massachusetts was the victim of a ransomware attack in which sensitive personal information, as well as the health information of current and past members, may have been compromised, the Associated Press reports. Point 32 Health said in a statement that a ransomware incident affecting its Harvard Pilgrim healthcare program was detected on April 17th. An ongoing investigation indicates that members' addresses, phone numbers, birth dates, social security numbers, medical history, and other information may have been compromised. Point 32 Health is working with third-party cybersecurity experts to conduct a thorough investigation into this incident and remediate the situation. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Charlie Osborne.